Good morning. I'm sure that you all received a letter this week. On behalf of Staff Parish, I would just like to announce that we will be welcoming in July Pastor Lisa Clark. I think the letter is pretty self-explanatory. She will be here three quarters of the time and then also in KPAC. She has a parsonage in KPAC, so she will not be using our parsonage, and that's something we'll deal with down the road. But I have just a little note that she had wrote with just a little update on who she is and about her family. I am proud to be a local pastor in the United Methodist Church for 22 years. I have been married to Hollis Clark for 41 years. We have two children, Tiffany and Joel. Tiffany is married to Chris, and they have given us two beautiful grandchildren, Peyton 10 and Easton 9. They live in the home I grew up in near Croswell, and they go to Croslex Schools. Joel is not married. He is a store manager of Pet Supply Plus in Ortonville and lives in Yale. Currently, we have Isaiah, our 18-year-old adopted grandson, living with us. I grew up in the Bethel United Methodist Church when Hollis and I married in 1981. We bought a house in Yale and started attending Hollis's home church, Cole United Methodist. I have a background in banking for 16 and a half years. I worked in a couple of different medical offices. I was an EMT for several years. The Lord continued to call. While attending the Cole United Methodist Church, I began the candidacy program to become a local pastor. I was also working as director of youth and Christian ed at the three-point charge that included KPAC Zion, KPAC First, and Cole United Methodist at the time. The collection of churches in the charge has changed, of course, over the years. KPAC Zion and KPAC First merged several years back to form KPAC United Methodist Church, where I have been serving full-time as a senior pastor. Formerly, Ruby United Methodist Church was also added in there for a few years. Hollis and I have both taken and taught lay speaking servant classes. I went on my Emmaus walk in July of 97 in Midland, and Hollis followed in 98 in Plymouth. I have a great love for music, and I love to read. Hollis and I love to travel, and we love to camp. We enjoy being with our family and grandchildren, and some or all of them are usually with us when camping or otherwise. Hollis is retired from his career job in construction after 25 years and is now partner in the family farm in Yale. Hollis and I both love the Lord. We love serving his people. We look forward to meeting new as well as familiar faces and serving the Lord together in ministry in the community and the world. So I think I can probably speak for everybody on Staff Parish. We met with Pastor Lisa last Sunday, and I believe we all had a good feeling. She's a kind soul. She has a kind voice. She shared some personal stories that brought tears to all of our eyes, but it has also strengthened her faith and her love in the Lord. She loves the youth, and I think that she will be a good fit for us. So we will be welcoming her in July. But before we do that, and we have to deal with our transition, I'm not sure if anybody realizes what this is, but it's a baton that runners use. As they're making their laps, when they're done, they hand it off to the person behind them. So today I'm going to give this to Pastor Sue, who is going to in turn hand it to Steve and Mary. When you get this, I just ask that you hold it for a couple minutes and just pray for the transition. Pray for Pastor Sue and Jim as they're looking forward to her retirement, moving into a new home. And also pray for Pastor Lisa and Hollis as they join our church family. And continue to pray. And my hope is that our church will stay united and that we can just continue to be here for each other. And if you have questions, ask me. I'll tell you.
And then are Steve and Mary going to pass it on?
Yes, correct? I'm sorry. So then Steve and Mary, as you pray over that, then you need to pass it on to the next. I will sit over here, And when it comes to me, I will bring it up, and it's going to stay on the altar until Pastor Lisa comes, and then I will pass it on to her for her newest light.
So make sure it goes through the choir, and then we'll set it here.
Thanks, Lou.
Good morning. What a beautiful day today. And I'll say it again, living out in a rural area like I do, it's just a blessing to watch these crops come up. Everything's looking so good. The rains are coming at the right times. I even got half my garden in yesterday, and I think Fred can tell you how big my garden is. Suzanne, you've got something you want to present this morning?
Actually, I have two things this morning. First of all, first of all,
there you go.
I know I'm short. I know that. First of all, the bishop is asking for a special donation for our brothers and sisters in Gaylord, the tornado that went through and destroyed many homes. Thank the Lord that nobody was hurt seriously. So I have some envelopes here if you'd like. Please note on there it's for Gaylord tornado victims, if you would. There's some here. I'll put some in the back. For you to use. The second thing is Thumbfest is coming up. And last year we had, we didn't have a float, but we had a people mover, which is a fancy name for a wagon with sides on it, and you can ride through town and wave to people. We are going to have that again this year. And we are looking for golf carts or those other four-wheeled, whatever those are. Smaller than a pickup, bigger than a bike. What those things that you ride around in and have fun in?
A and a T
and a V, right, okay. If you have one, we need them for delivering. We will be passing out water during the parade, and we need those to carry the water in. So if you have one, if you know of someone that has one, if we could borrow it for the day and have a driver, and it would be a wonderful treat. We are also going to be throwing candy out and all of the fun stuff. We tried to do that last year. Mother Nature had other plans for us. The parade was canceled, but we did take the water that we had for the parade to the church service, which was at the courthouse. And it was a very hot day, and it was very much appreciated. So that's the two things that I wanted to mention, the Gaylord tornado victims, and buy or borrow, probably not steal, an ATV. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne.
I have one too. I'm on now. Thank you. Last week we went to the listening session on Sunday. We had a great conversation. There was questions and answers. I have just a couple of these, and I can make more, that really go through what the listening session was. So a question and an answer on it. We also want you to know this is about the decision the United Methodist Church is going to be making. However, they really encourage us not to make any decisions until General Conference meets in 2024. And when we met, even some of the printed material that was out there has already been changed. But if you would like a copy of this, let me know. I will make sure that you get it. I only have two right now, but I can make more. And also want you to know that we're going to annual conference this week. Vera Nichols is going to be going for our lay member as a vote, and Linda Schramm is going on behalf of the conference for her conference legislation or her conference committees. General Commission. Yeah, it's like, okay, what's the title? So we will be gone. They will leave Thursday, but I'm on the Board of Ordained Ministry. I have to be there on Tuesday, so I will be out of the office all week. I don't get back until like 9 o'clock Saturday, and I will be here on Sunday. And remember to wear red for Pentecost. We will have fellowship afterwards with a cake because it's the birthday of the church. So if you have questions on the listening session, I can also talk with you, give you this, and we're on the air.
Good morning again. I have one prayer concern this morning. Nort Schramm's brother, Lieutenant Colonel James Schramm, passed away this morning. So, Nort, certainly have our condolences. I believe that's all the prayer concerns that I have this morning. Birthdays, I have several birthdays. Barbara Larson, May 29th. Tom Froner, May 29th. Emily Hale, May 29th. Joseph Potestaville, May 30th. Lorraine Keller, May 31st. And Carter Bowerman, May 31st. We have no anniversaries for today, so let's have the prelude to lighting the candles, and bring our acolytes forward to light the candles for us, please. Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Sue Platt will be bringing us the morning message. I am Ivan Henderson, worship leader for this morning. Our praise song this morning is number 3008, Open the Eyes of My Heart.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
see you. Eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. High in the dark, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power as we pray. Our call to worship this morning, please respond in bold. Come and listen, all who honor God, and I will tell you what he has done for me.
I cried to him for help. I embraced him with songs.
If I had ignored my sins, the Lord would not have listened to me.
One family, by the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to live in unity and peace with all of your children. May our actions this day be fruit of our faith in your kingdom. In the name of Christ, amen.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 327, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
And we're still making sure that everyone in the congregation has a chance to take the baton, pray for myself and my husband as we move in our new pastor, Lisa Clark. So, Chris, I'm going to pass it to you for a second, And if you would hold it, pray, and then if you'll come over here and pass it to them so that everybody in the congregation has that. We have a children's message now. You guys want to come up or you want me to stay here with you? You're going to come up? I know.
I had to announce it last week.
You guys, I get it.
But I had a great-grandson born a week ago.
Yay, congratulations. All right. So how are you two this morning? You were asking why you are the only two. Well, I think it's because it's Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of people take the weekend off and go. So that's why we don't have a lot of other children. But I'm hoping that other children are listening on the air. So you can go ahead and pick your candy out, too. Okay. So when we have balloons, what happens with the balloons? They rise up because they have helium. And Patrick, they've all had it. If you want to bring it to your kids, we're going to have your kids hold on to it for a second, too. We're passing a baton for those who are on the air. As we transition from one pastor to the another in the congregation. So you're absolutely right, Sean, that the air, and then I will take it and we'll pass it back here to the choir, okay? Thank you. That when you have a balloon, you have helium, it rises. Well, today we're going to talk about Jesus rising, and what we call that is an ascension. It's kind of a big word, isn't it? Ascension. And so that word is right here on your children's bulletin. Ascension, that's how you spell it. That's how you pronounce it. And it means that Jesus leaves the earth and goes to be with God, his Father. He's not dead. He's still alive. And next week, he sends the power of the Holy Spirit, which we call Pentecost. It's the birthday of the church, and we will receive the power of the Holy Spirit. We know that God has gone now. Jesus has left us in this world. But when he left, he didn't want us to be alone, so he sends the Holy Spirit to us, right? And so we're going to celebrate that week, next week. So this week, we talk about him rising, kind of like a balloon, and we go off. And so sometimes, do you watch balloons just keep going and going and going until you can't see them anymore, right? I think that's what the disciples did. They watched Jesus just ascend, and then pretty soon they couldn't see him anymore. Because we know he's alive, he is in heaven, and he is still with us, isn't he? He's in our heart. That's right. Jesus didn't just leave us. He's full of love, and it was a lot for him to die on the cross, but he is still with us. And thank you for sharing. You're very smart. Yes. Appreciate that. What? See? Well, can I put that in the offering? Okay. He said, because you're wise and you're teaching us, and he gave me some change, and I'll put that in the offering plate so we can continue to teach others, right? Okay, good. We got to teach them the right thing. It doesn't matter if I'm pastor. All of us are supposed to teach God's word, aren't we? But we're supposed to teach the right thing. Thank you, Ariana. That was very good. So will you guys join me in prayer? Will you repeat after me? Can you do that? Dear God, thank you for Jesus, your Son, for ascending and sending us the Holy Spirit, and that you're with us all the time. Amen. You guys are so good. Thank you. So you can go back to your seat, and I'm going to pass the baton on to the choir, okay? Thank you.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. He subdued the nations under us, people under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. May God add his blessings upon the reading of this word. And Karen, I believe Karen has something she needs to present to us. Oh, she's behind me. Okay.
Come on behind her.
Okay.
What is Memorial Day? Memorial Day is an American holiday observed the last Monday in May, honoring the men and women that died while serving in the U.S. military. Originally known as Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official holiday in 1971. Many Americans observe this day by visiting cemeteries, memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades. Unofficially, it marks the beginning of summer. In 2000, Congress passed the National Moment of Remembrance Act, which encourages Americans to observe the moment of silence at 3 p.m. local time to remember those who died in service. So please remember the ones that paid the ultimate sacrifice, and please, if you see a veteran, thank them so that we continue to be free and live in a land that is free. Our anthem this morning is America the Beautiful. I am an American. I loved my nation and my God, and I owe a debt to our forefathers who worked and so hard and sacrificed so much to give me the rights and freedoms that I am so proud of. That means I can to follow my dream and work to make my dreams come true. Thank you.
As we go to our Lord in prayer, we want to remember the fire department, the police department, EMTs, all of those who take care of our community and all the work that they do for us. Also want to remember those in Gaylord. We want to remember those in Uvalde. The schools, the community, the families. We want to thank you for you supporting Jim and I, and now for Lisa Clark coming in. Continue your prayers as we make this transition. Let us now go to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that we can come together this day and remember those who have given us freedom for our lives, those who have given their life up for us, for Jesus, and for our veterans, that we may live and live fully. Lord, sometimes in a week like this with another school shooting, it's hard to fathom and know what to think. As 21 people, 22 with a shooter, lives were given that weren't given for a good reason. Lord, I struggle, and I know many people do. But we remember, Lord, that you are with all. You bring peace and comfort even when we struggle. You bring joy and love in the times of birthdays and anniversaries. And we celebrate Bert and Lynn's anniversary this week. Lord God, we love you. And we're thankful that you had Jesus ascend and send next week the power of the Holy Spirit to be with us, that we are not left here alone, fearful or afraid. For you tell us, do not be afraid, for thou art with us. Lord, we ask that you be with this church and with each member, each person that listens on the air, to remember our community and all that you do for us, that maybe we should be doing something for you, Lord, every day, to give you thanks, to honor you, to give you glory. For you gave us life, and to you we return in life, in death. Be with our community and our children and our families. And throughout the world, that through tornadoes and fires, shootings and whatever else occurs, that we know that we can turn to you, and you are there. And Lord, I understand that we have had another breakout of COVID right here in our county, with people from the church knowing 12 families. And so we lift those 12 families and we ask, Lord, there may be more, that you heal, that you help them recover. And be with those that are traveling this weekend and bring them home safe, that we can all come back together as your body of Christ to give you glory and honor. It is this I pray in the name of our Lord, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our preparation song is, Lord, I lift your name on high. Stand as you are able as we sing. Luke, we're reading out of chapter 24, verses 44 to 53. Hear these words. He said that to them, meaning Jesus, this is what I've told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. And then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. And he told them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. And when he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continuing at the temple, praising God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord, may the words in my heart and my mind and my soul be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Jesus is appearing to his disciples for the last time. He wants to make sure that they understand everything that he has taught them and that the scriptures have said. Now, I don't know if you put together or not, but we sang, "Open my eyes, open the heart," as we sang our very first song, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart." See, that goes with what the scripture has said, that Jesus opened the disciples' eyes, their heart, their soul, their mind, so that they could understand. And I pray that today that the power of the Holy Spirit helps you understand what Jesus has done for you and where we are with Christ now. He loved his disciples. He wanted to have them understand that everything that was in the Old Testament, the law of Moses, the prophets, the Psalms, all of that, that they understood. I know sometimes we don't always like to read the Old Testament. We just want to read the good things in the New Testament, forgetting about the Old Testament because there is a lot of bloodshed. There is a lot of reading. But I tell you what, I've read through the Bible several times, but I am now reading through it, as I have told many of you before, in my daily devotion. I read it at night. I do other daily devotions in the morning. And at night, I read my Bible before I go to bed. And it's daily insights and daily reading in chronological order of what actually has happened in the Bible. I would encourage you, if you don't have one of those, that you get one and read through it, because it's really fascinating. And it's much easier to read what they give you daily than just to sit down and go, how do I read through this? And to be able to understand. And that's the part that Jesus wants to point out, is you need to understand the scripture. But if you don't read it, you don't know it. You can't understand it if you don't read it. So you need to read the scriptures so that you get it and know what Jesus is talking about. And he wanted to make sure that before he left his disciples, that they understood that you must know the scripture, because you are now witnesses of it, and you need to go and share that word with others. So what do you think he's telling us when he says that? Are we too not to be witnesses of the word of God, and that we go and share it? The kids were telling us that, right? Doesn't matter if you're the pastor. It matters that all of us go and teach so others will know. You guys were right on. That others will know what Christ is saying. So he helped them, and he helps them with the power of the Holy Spirit to open their mind. Yet at that point in the culture and in the day, the Holy Spirit hadn't come. For us, we have it today already, but we remember next Sunday the power of the Holy Spirit being poured out on those who believed and accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. And when we do baptisms, that's part of a baptism, that we put water on them, blessing them. Did you realize that Jesus ascended and he blessed? We bless those that are baptized. They receive the power of the Holy Spirit, no matter what age they are. From infants to as old as we are. To be blessed with that power of the Holy Spirit. We have to say, yes, yes, Lord. You are my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my personal Savior, my personal Lord. And he told his disciples once more, this is what's going to happen. I died, they knew that. And he rose, they knew that. Repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in my name when we continue to do that. And it says to all nations, starting right here in our vicinity of Jerusalem, to all nations, reminding his disciples that it's not just to the Jews, but to the Gentiles, to every single person. And that is God's hope, that all children of God, and everyone is a child of God, whether they have accepted Lord Jesus Christ yet or not, we're all children of God. And he wants all of his people to understand and know and accept Christ so that they can be reunited with him, with God the Father, who made each one of us, creating us, and to him we will return. So he tells his disciples, but you got to wait. Stay in the city until that power of the Holy Spirit comes. And he goes out to the vicinity of Bethany. He lifts his hands. A lot of times, and I say this because I am moved by the Spirit. When we say, Lord, I lift your name on high, that I want to lift my name on high. Because see, Jesus lifted his name. It doesn't mean you have to do it, but it doesn't mean that you can't do that. I lift your name on high. I just get so touched by the power of the Spirit that I love Jesus so much. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Here I am. high and lifted up. I want to lift you, Lord. I want to lift you. It means so much to me that I sometimes can't help but put my hand up. It just automatically goes up. I don't even think about it. It just goes up. Lord, I lift your name on high. My hand goes up. It's not for everybody, and that's okay. You may know it in your heart. Jesus is your Lord, and he's lifted high. But in this instant, Jesus himself lifted his hands. And he lifted them up. He began to rise, and that's what today is all about, Ascension Sunday. A Sunday that Jesus leaves this earth, he leaves his friends, and he goes into heaven. But did you hear what he did before he left? He raised his hands and he what? Blessed them. He blessed them. As I kept thinking of this sermon and how I would portray this sermon. In fact, it was a little difficult because I worked on it earlier in the week. And it was all about the ascension. And then Tuesday happened. And it's Memorial Day. And it's like, where in the world do you go with your sermon when there's so many things going on? But I kept feeling like Jesus said this to me. You need to bless your people. He lifted his hands on high and then he blessed them. And so right now, I want to take a moment and maybe Melissa, if you just quietly play something in the background, I want to bless you. Sometimes this could happen on the day that I would be my last Sunday and I may do it then as well. But just close your eyes for a moment because I want to pray for you. I want to bless you. Lord God, even though I'm not going to be here, I love your people. And I ask, Lord, that you bless them to continue to lead them. Bless Lisa as she comes. That she follows you to lead your church, your people. That they are blessed to be able to continue to be God's witnesses, to love and share like Christ, as our vision statement says, and to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world, to make a difference in this world, in this church, in this community. So we ask, Lord, that you just pour out your Holy Spirit on each one here, and those listening on the radio, those that could not be here because of health, those that could not be here because they're shut-ins, that you love them and you bless them, Lord. Let them know this blessing goes out further than the doors unto your people, that they will love you and share your word. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen. See, Jesus wants us to continue to follow him, to love him. Even though he left the disciples, he talks about repentance and forgiveness. Repent and forgive one another. Repent. Turn the other way. Follow me. Because love comes from God, and God through Jesus wants us to share that love with one another, that we offer salvation to everyone. Everyone, amen? Everyone. Not just those that look like us or those that may come and sit in our pews, but every single person. Those listening on the radio, those trying to figure out if there is a God, those that have done wrong, salvation is for all of us. The church is not for the perfect because there's no one that's perfect besides Jesus Christ. The church is like a hospital for all of those that need to be forgiven for their sins. till we come here humbly to say, God, I love you. I want to follow you. Forgive me for what I have done wrong. And to know that we are blessed. We are blessed because we have Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our minds, in our souls. Amen? Amen. We don't have to wait till next week. Next week, we'll come on Sunday, wear red. Don't forget, I'm going to keep throwing that out. Wear red. And we will talk about the power of the Holy Spirit. It's Pentecost. It is when the church began, and you will hear a message on that. But we don't have to wait until next Sunday because we already have the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we can say, Lord, I lift your name on high. I lift your name on high, Lord, because we have that Spirit already inside of us. The question is, what do we do with it? What do we do with that power of the Holy Spirit? And Jesus told his disciples, you're the witnesses, now go. Tell. Share. Love others. Let them know who I am. So the question is the church going to do that? Will we go and share the word of God? Will we go and share the love? Will we help others to be forgiven? Will we forgive? Will we love? We do really well at celebrating football and basketball and baseball and those teams. We're like, go, yes, yes, and we cheer for them. But we're on the team for Jesus. And we need to be even more excited about being on the team for Jesus Christ, to root for his people, the children of God, that all of us know who he is and what he has done. We remember all of those lives that have been lost as we celebrate Memorial Day, all of those who have given us freedom, who lost their lives. And we have parades and we celebrate and we put flowers on the cemetery. We play taps. We sing America the Beautiful. We also need to even do that more. Bless you for our Lord Jesus Christ. Because every day is a day that we need to remember that he died. And like today, celebrate the day he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven so that he is with our Father in heaven. May Memorial Day, Veterans Day, all the holidays, let us celebrate that, but let us celebrate every day because of Jesus Christ. Did you hear what the scripture said? The disciples had great joy. Great joy. Can we get excited for Jesus Christ? Can we have that great joy? Great joy, because we're a child of God. May we all follow him. Let's pray. Lord, I get excited because I love you. I get excited because of what you've done for me, what you've done for all your people. To not be selfish, to stay here on this earth, but to ascend to be with your Father so that we could have the power of the Holy Spirit through all nations. And we can follow you, and you are with us through it all. We give thanks, Lord. Amen. Now, would the ushers please come forward for our morning offering? Please stand as able. Holy Father, we come before you, thanking you for all that you've given to us. And now I ask that you take our gifts, take our lives, that we will follow, that these gifts will be used to do the ministry as we witness of our faith to you with others. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. Our closing song is "Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise." that I will be gone all week to annual conference. Please pray for our bishop. Please pray for all of those traveling, for our members, and for safe travel. Also, we will be having a visitor here in a few minutes, Maxine Waite. If those of you that know Maxine is coming, and we're going to bless the gazebo. She's the one that paid for it outside, and she's coming from Rockford to be able to see it. And so if you would like to join us, you're more than welcome to do that. I'll be going outside in just a few minutes. I pray that you have a safe and happy Memorial Day, that you continue to keep us in your prayers as we make this transition, and that you know God loves you. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.